Meanwhile, the Zongo chief of Old Tafualaji Sedu Chipsa says the incident that happened there was unfortunate. He said the clash is the first to take place since they settled in the Old Tafo township. The chief said tempers are too high in the town and called for cool heads to prevail. Alad Chipsa said the Zongo community is ready to sit with the Tafo traditional authorities to settle the impasse. He said Zongo communities are settlers and therefore cannot claim ownership of the parcel of land in question.
Very unfortunate, I would say. Unexpected, because this is the first time we are having such a behavior of our youth in Tafu. I was very much disappointed because I've made efforts to reach them, but all in vain.
Have they complained to you in the past that they have a problem with the said land?
None. All we have told them is that we know the limits of our cemetery and we have erected pillars. These pillars were erected early 2000, I think 2002. And before that, we had put in wooden pillars, which were eaten by the ants and the rest. So we are surprised that they are now saying the boundary of our cemetery is different from what we know.
Who are the they? Is it the youth?
The group.
The group is Zongo community, you mean?
It's actually not the Zongo community alone. It's a group that is making the fence.
Oh, okay.
Which consists of, according to them, people from Kumasi, Asubasi, Abu Abu, and then some boys in Tafo.
So does it mean that because tempers are high, even as chief of the community, you are unable to talk to the young men there?
I very much appreciate the strategy adopted by the Regional Security Council. At this moment, what we need is to stabilize the situation. And this is exactly what they are doing. When the situation is stabilized, then we sit down and talk rationally.